Let me call to order the Tuesday, hard to remember, September 5th Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting of Mount Pleasant Town Council. Before we proceed, I want to again commend our town staff for a great job in the storm that came last time. And was it last week now? Yeah, last week. A great job, and I heard from citizens all over town how much they appreciate what a great and professional job our staff does. So thank y'all. We might be doing it again soon. Yeah, well, look at the weather map. Item number two would be approval of the minutes from July 31st.
Chairman.
Motion and second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you're here to make a public comment, please come forward. Give name and address, and by ordinance, you get 2.5 minutes. Anyone for public comment? Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike Jenke, 208 Benning Street. I want to thank you all for your deliberative process on this complex issue, especially since our everyone's working on an infrastructure that would allow all these different forms of transportation as the public's interest in it is increasing. So it's a difficult issue. I'd like you to consider the fact that there's a lot of technology, and it's not just electric bikes. There's scooters, there's skateboards, there's any number of things that I see on the road, so all of those have to do it. Also, I think it's important that there's some common courtesy out there, because in most places you're taught you walk to the right, you bike to the left, and then you maybe electric, whatever that is, to the further left. Also, I think it's important that cyclists of all types should try to use the bike lane or on the streets as much as possible, unless there's not a safe alternative to it, and that's where the real key is. Because as you know, we've got no sidewalks, 36-inch sidewalks, 48-inch sidewalks, 8 to 10-foot sidewalks, and so it's not consistent. So it's very, very difficult. So you have a challenge, but I think at least you want to add the different types of vehicles into it, because they're there, including Segways. And think about how signage and different things, where you have adequate space, encourages the courtesy of pedestrians, bikes, and electric in that order. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public comment? If not, we will close item three and move to item four, which is police matters, employee years of service recognition. Chief Arnold.
Good morning, Mayor, committee members. This morning we have the opportunity to recognize two of our employees for their years of service. Thomas Hayes, fantastic SRO. You know, the importance of keeping our children safe can't be overstated. And he's been with us for 5 years, started in patrol. Last year was at Lucy Beckham, this year is at Jenny Moore Elementary. Does a fantastic job keeping our children safe. So thank you for 5 years of service. And Tracy, if you'd come forward. Tracy McKellar has also been with us for 5 years, and she's in charge of our supply. You might imagine that the logistics and keeping a police department running with the equipment, vehicles, all of it is a huge task. It's one that she does with a smile on her face. She cares deeply about all of the men and women of the department. She started a little coffee shop, little area for us in squad room, and every month she does birthday cakes. So just a tremendous asset, and thank you so much. Awesome.
Could you read it out to Sheriff Lockwood and police?
Thank you, Chief. Item five, judicial matters. There are no agenda items. Item six, legal matters. Further discussion, possible action regarding an ordinance to repeal and replace Chapter 73, titled Bicycles, of the Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinance. So This has been around for a while. Just for a little bit of history, we, I think, wisely and in a community spirit, delayed this for second reading so that we could get more input from the public. We could get more input from any council members that had any issues. And I don't know what y'all have gotten, but I've gotten one email and from a citizen who had a good question, which was answered by what we were proposing to change at second reading. So all of those, I think, from what I've heard, have been addressed. I don't see the members of the cycling community here. If we were making a huge mistake, I believe the room would be half full. But we will look to legal real quickly just for an overall recap, I think. You look ready to do that?
Yes. Okay. I'll give you a quick overview. So good morning.
Thank you.
Just kind of going over the same stuff that we have been talking about for the last couple months. But overview proposed changes is to replace Chapter 73, the bicycle ordinance in its entirety, remove the bicycle licensing and registration requirements, and then update the operation regulations to reflect current state law. And obviously adding provisions for the operations of e-bikes and mopeds. And then quickly, the state statutes regarding bicycles on sidewalks. While the state statutes don't directly prohibit bicycles on sidewalks, they do state that the bicycles should be ridden in either a bicycle lane or on the roadway. But we believe that any regulations that we pass that allows for the operation of bicycles on sidewalks would be sufficient and would pass any challenges. And then so here we have the proposed replacements, adding definitions for bicycles, e-bikes, mopeds, adding provisions for the operations of bicycles, which would include, you know, the, you know, permitting the riding bicycles on sidewalks. And I'll talk about that here in a minute with some of the changes that we've proposed in the last couple months. And then allowing the town to remove bicycles if they've been deemed abandoned. And then provisions for the operation of e-bikes, which is a speed limit of 15 miles per hour. We have another speed limit for on sidewalks, which I'll talk about here in a second as well. Requiring a helmet if they are under the age of 21. And then, again, we'll talk about the sidewalks for e-bikes, which will allow that similar to that of the bicycles. And then we have provisions for the operation of moped, which mirror state law. So all the operation regulations are going to mirror state law with the exception of some of the sidewalk regulations. And so here are the latest sidewalk changes from the last PJL committee and then also from town council, which is allowing all children 17 and under to ride a bicycle or e-bike on any sidewalk in the town, regardless of the wheel size of the bike or the e-bike. And then any person riding can ride a bicycle or an e-bike on the sidewalk when there's no bike path available. And then the definition of a bike path has been added to the ordinance, which is based on state law as well. And then we have any person can ride a bike or an e-bike on any sidewalk in the town where the speed limit of the adjacent roadway is 30 miles per hour or more. And then lastly, there's a speed limit of 10 miles per hour for anybody operating a bicycle on the sidewalk. So they're capped at that speed limit. And that's all I have for you. Yes, ma'am.
And then there's also provision in there about bicycles and e-bikes deferring to pedestrians on sidewalks, the same way that cars defer to bicycles.
Correct. In the ordinance, it states that the anybody operating a bicycle per that regulation on the sidewalk must yield the right of way to a pedestrian.
So for me and in speaking with some other council members, I think that the, you know, people are already sort of flouting the existing ordinance. They don't know that it exists. We get a lot of people saying, don't ban me from the sidewalk. My kids ride the sidewalk all the time. I'm like, well, technically, that is in violation of our current ordinance. So what we're doing now is actually making something legal that was previously illegal and just unenforced. And I think that the primary purpose of this ordinance should be to have clear regulations. Not that we expect our police officers to be out there ticketing 17-year-olds not wearing a helmet, riding an e-bike, but so that if something tragic occurs, if there is an incident, that we have this to rely upon of who is at fault in this situation, right? And I think that that providing that and hopefully providing the awareness to the public of what the rules are will hopefully result in fewer incidents of, around town with e-bikes and bicycles.
Yeah. Just really a comment and observation. I think when we first introduced this, some of the biggest pushback was the age. Mm-hmm. When it was so young, when not taking consideration, middle school, high school students still riding their bikes, or that's why I put in the age majority being under the age of 18, the recognized bylaw is 17 being still a juvenile. And since doing that, I know I haven't heard as much concern as we did before. So happy with the way it is.
Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
One thing that I've had incidents with when I was riding bike is automobiles parking on the sidewalk. And I don't know that people understand that when they do that, they create a hazard for all individuals. And I had one incident, it was on Mathis Ferry Road, where I made a call to get a vehicle relocated. And the individual wasn't real receptive to it. And there was not as much, I guess, encouragement by the police officer from the movement, thinking that you could go around the vehicle. But on Mathis Ferry Road, you don't want to be riding on in the road. And we're allowing bicycle riding on Mathis Ferry and other roads like that. So I would like to request that once we get this ordinance passed, that parking of automobiles on sidewalks throughout the town be reviewed by our police department.
Okay. I have a question regarding clarification. If you look at this one, the next one from the bottom, any person may ride a bicycle or e-bike on a sidewalk in the town when the speed limit of the adjacent roadway is 30 miles per hour or more. Is that superseded by the fact that if there is a designated bike lane, that people that are not given the exception, like the 17-year-olds or the parent accompanying a minor, if there is a designated bicycle path, like on Coleman Boulevard, right, you would be, unless you fall under that exemption, you have to be on that path. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the wording of the ordinance itself, and I probably didn't summarize it quite correctly.
This is just a summary.
Right. Yeah. The wording of the ordinance states that if there's a bike path, they must ride and still ride the bike path.
Okay. So you can't just say, well, I know there's a bike path, but the speed limit is 35, so I choose the sideway. You can't do that.
That's correct.
You fall in those exempt categories.
Correct.
I just want to make sure that I was understanding it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay. On the bigger plane, if there is a designated bike where you talk about Mathis Ferry, like where it comes into 17, right? There's a bike path, if I remember. And you are required, if you're riding on that road, to be in that bike path. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anywhere. If there's a designated bike lane, bike path that might be in the street, you're supposed to be in it.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So do we have any additional amendments that we want to propose at second reading? And are we prepared for this to go before council for second reading next Tuesday, a week from?
I'm prepared.
I think it's time. I agree. There are no other proposed amendments or clarifications. Legal, you think we've got this at least worded? You know our intention. Have we worded it correctly?
Yes, sir. I think all of the exceptions are clearly stated. As Ms. Whitley said, this provides clear rules that everyone can understand, and we believe the hierarchy provides safety. Of course, as one of our speakers said, it's mostly about courtesy.
Yes.
But we do have a clear set of rules.
Okay. And law enforcement thinks this is gives some guidelines for safety, courtesy, all of those things. Okay. All right. That is item 6A. This moves us to 6B, which would be executive session to update on pending litigation entitled James N. Deerline
et al. And versus Commissioners of Public Works, Town of Mount Pleasant, and others. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Before we vote, we may take action on any item, including any subsection listed on an executive session agenda or discussed in an executive session during a properly noticed meeting. All in favor of going into executive session for the reasons stated, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? We are in executive session. Are we going into the courtroom? Okay. Excuse me. No votes were cast. No action was taken. If there are no motions resulting from our deliberations, item number 7 on our agenda is to adjourn, so we will stand adjourned. Water supply is next.